Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Did you see the story on the Colts offensive lineman?
Yes.
The OCD.
Yeah, he had OCDs fighting it and possibly was thinking about suicide.
Well, a really brutal story. And I guess he got help and he was in a facility for 48 days. But the genesis of it was, from what I read, was he felt like he couldn't be as good as Jesus. And it paralyzed him, basically. You're looking at me. I'm not making this up. It was called, Eddie, do you know the term religious scrupulosity or something? You know that term?
What?
I never heard of it before.
Ew.
If you open the story.
Excuse me.
If you read the story in the second paragraph, there's a term for it. For him not feeling like he can be as good a man as Jesus was. And this is what has led him to this crazy OCD. That's all. My point is.
Religious scrupulosity.
Okay, well, I wasn't that far off, jackass.
What?
Jeez. Oh, my God. What, Van Pelt didn't do that for you last night?
No. No, he did not.
Guy knows everything about everything.
He's at the Masters.
Okay, fine.
And by the way, since we're on terrible stories, Octavio Dotel passing away in a Dominican nightclub that roof collapsed. And just as bad as it gets. It was a popular merengue band that was playing. And the roof just came down. At least 44 people. I hadn't seen an update.
There's 51.
It's now 51.
I saw 51. You saw 58.
Yeah, did you see the photos of the roof collapse?
Yeah.
I mean, just...
Right down.
Nobody was on the roof, right? I mean, this happened?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It was amazing. The photos are just so, like... I don't know, just... Shocking.
Yeah, I know. They just, they don't have the same building standards in Santo Domingo that, we would have here.
But one thing, if like people were on a deck or something and they were on the roof, I don't know, but it didn't sound like that. It sounded like people were in the building, they heard something.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the whole thing collapsed.
Yeah, pretty terrible. Yeah. And I know Gary talked about this in the beginning of the game yesterday. In terms of the game at Citi Field, you did have the Mets come up with a lot of key hits to beat the Marlins.
1-2 on Marte, the pitch. Punched in the air, shallow right. Lopez going out from second, dives, and drops in for a hit. This will score 2 runs.
Yes, it did. Keith Rad with the call on Mets radio. They would wind up winning the game 10-5. Pete Alonso also chipped in a big way, really led the way with 4 RBIs at the bases clearing double. Here's Alonso on SNY. We are clicking. 6 straight wins.
I mean, we've just been playing great team baseball. We've been having great at-bats. I mean, good Lord, our pitchers are throwing the ball really well. Defense is playing well. I mean, this is really good team baseball. That's really exciting.
And you're seeing early on when you've got, Lindor and Soto and Alonso stacked in the lineup, it does pose problems for other teams. Here's Soto knowing exactly that's the case, especially with the way Alonso's hitting.
It's really good. That's why you want to cover it like that. First of all, to have a chance if I can do more damage and stuff. But whenever they don't want to pitch me, I know I have a guy behind me that they can make it even worse for them. So I'm really happy.
And that was the case when they intentionally walked him to load the bases to get to Alonso, who, as you saw on TV just a moment ago, cleared the bases with the double. Series finale today, Tyler McGill, Max Meyer are the starters. First pitch at 1:10. It'll be a 1:10 start for the Yankees and Tigers. Yankees looking to avoid the sweep as they were out hit by Detroit yesterday.
Here's Spencer Torkelson to lead off, and he drives one to deep left center field. Giving chase is Grisham, and it is gone. Spencer Torkelson, first pitch, fourth inning. Makes it a 2-0 Detroit lead.
It did, and they would get two more home runs in that inning alone, and then another one from Kerry Carpenter in the following inning, and the Tigers beat the Yankees 5-0.
Hey now!
Dave Sims with the call on the fan. Carlos Carrasco, the loss, he allowed four runs on the three homers. You've got Max Fried and Jack Flaherty coming up later today on Sports Radio 660 coverage at 12:30.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's not there, but I found who Al should be pulling for at the Masters this week. So we heard from Victor Hov, a lot of people. Angel Cabrera spoke. It's all in Spanish, so it's nothing I could really play for you.
Well, but essentially, just to sum that up, it was people are criticizing him for being there, and he goes, why not?
He did. He also went to jail,
paid his price, did everything he had to do to try to get his life restarted. And what's the issue?
Yeah, I mean, it was bad crimes, but he was convicted of those crimes and did the time. And just like many others who have done that, have an opportunity to come back and earn a living. And this is what he did in his life. And because he won a Masters, he was granted those things. And Augusta National, you know, if you have a problem with him being there, don't get mad at him. You know, say Augusta National should have said something about it.
But by the way, Augusta, the golf tournament itself is an invitational. You have to be invited to be able to play.
Yeah.
And if you are a former champion and they don't want you there, they could turn down the invitation. I think that's what happened with Phil Mickelson the first year of LIV.
Yes, which was not a public thing, but a lot of people like you believed behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, said, look, you know, you're not invited, just don't come.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
So Jeff. Victor Hovland spoke, and I guess he's one of the more open golfers when he talks to the media, and one of the reporters asked him about talking about his the relationship with his coach and his golf swing, and just basically he's an open book and asked why.
I mean, that's maybe not the best analogy, but if you've seen 8 Mile with Eminem there, it's like before his final rap battle there, he just kind of disses himself. So it's like, okay, here I am. You, what else you got on me?
How many of those golf reporters think so? A mile.
Yeah, there's definitely an old guard and a young guard. But that was fun. He is very candid about everything, and people love him for that. And he's gone through hell and back, and he's switched his swing 10 million times, and even won a tournament and said his swing didn't feel right. But it's and juxtapose that, by the way, to the whole debate after Colin Morikawa, you know, didn't talk to the media after he blew it on Sunday a couple weeks ago, and then said, "Well, I don't owe you guys anything." And then Rory McIlroy did it at the U.S. Open and said, "Well, he's right; he doesn't owe you guys anything." And then there's a battle back and forth. And you know, the question is, you know, the PGA Tour does not require these guys to speak after their rounds, so they don't have to do it. But everybody else is saying you should be doing it.
You know, if they really wanted to grow the game of golf like they say they do, they should make themselves available after a bad round as well as a good round. Because we that play the golf, the golfing public that love the Masters, that loves the U.S. Open, that loves the PGA Championship, loves the PGA Tour, want to know why maybe you had a bad day. Because we have bad days every time we step on the golf course.
Right. I mean, it makes you more relatable.
Yes.
When you walk away from that, you look like a jerk. You just do. And
stand up and be the guy, you know, just own it.
Here was one more from Hovland as he was asked about being a guest on a UFO podcast recently.
Yeah, it's just an interest of mine. And obviously it's become somewhat of a topic in the news, and it really comes down to kind of what is ontological truth and kind of how we view reality itself. I think it's just interesting when you have an open mind and you question everything.
There you go.
That's right, Jerry.
Yeah, he's a great guy to root for. I can't bet him because he's so volatile. He's just out of his mind. Like, you know, one day he's the best golfer on the planet. The next day he doesn't know how to do anything.
He also takes forever to putt the ball.
Most of these guys do.
This guy is another level.
He must have some like OCD maybe. You know, he just may overthink things.
Maybe.
That's why it takes so long.
It's certainly possible. Yeah, I know, but it's
get
the
up
walking
and hit the
up
ball.
And down.
Let's go.
And looking and then down. Hit the ball already.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
it's tough to watch.
Game point stuff and everything else.
Right.
Which was funny though when Minwoo Lee won, and he had like a 1-inch putt that he had to tap in, and he went up and pretended to do the aim point on it. He stood over it and did that thing. Yeah, and everybody laughed. It was pretty
that
good.
Is funny. Bruins beat the Devils 7-2. Islanders blow a late lead, lose to the Predators in overtime 7-6. Rangers Flyers tonight.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.